Good morning. Well, call it tradition. Once again, we ease into the summer sweet treat season. And really, is there a season for that? Anyway, by having Jane's Ice Cream join us on the air to share their signature product with us. Jane's Ice Cream was founded by sisters Amy and Jane Keller and Bob Guidobaldi in 1985 in Phoenicia, New York. Amy and Bob join us now to tell us how business has been this year and, of course, to allow us to taste some of their fantastic new flavors. Hello, how are you? Where have you been all my life?
We've been here, Joe, annually. Thanks for having
us. Hi, Joe.
It's great to have you here. Thank
you
very
much.
It's very good to see you. So it's been a good year. You've had a lot going on. You've got a new look, a new places. You just film all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we're celebrating. We're in our 30th year.
Okay.
So we're...
taking stock?
I think one of our local wonderful companies, Evolving Media Network, they do a lot of different kinds of work. They sort of pushed us into a...
Let us.
Oh, that's nice,
pushed
Bob.
Us, yes.
They did a wonderful promo video of our family as an introduction to the company and how we came about. And that led to... Chris's creation of this wonderful logo, which is sort of old-fashioned, classy, yet current.
Yes. It has a nostalgic tone. It is, it's kind of a cream-colored base what kind of blue would you call that?
I don't know, teal, maybe?
A teal blue writing, and handmade in the Hudson Valley, Jane's, and there is a seal on it with two dancing rabbits with ice cream cones.
Yeah, that's a nod to our old logo. Everybody
knows rabbits like ice cream.
Yeah, dancing rabbits. You can't get better than that. And so, you know, one of the things that's interesting about your story is that you make the ice cream, you distribute the ice cream, you do all of this yourself. This is, as you say, a family business, and you do all of this yourself. And it is that control that keeps the product,
quality.
the quality of the product
fairly hands-on.
Yeah.
And we also help people when they're getting into ice cream for the first time. We help them and we answer a lot of questions for them and
so
lead them.
What does that mean, getting into ice cream for the first time?
Well, you know,
I've been into ice cream for a long time, Bob.
I mean retailing.
Retailing.
We
okay.
help our retail customers.
All right.
Any information they need, buying equipment, how to handle the ice cream, what to look for.
The layout of the store. One challenge, I think, as we were driving here today, I was saying to Bob, well, you know, we have our wholesale customers and we have the end user, their retail customers.
Right.
So a lot of times when we're doing the challenge of social media or just even promotion in general, we have those two audiences. And it's interesting to try to merge them and take care of both.
And when you get into the business of selling ice cream, you could go as simple as a restaurant who wants to serve ice cream as a dessert to, we are going to open up a scoop shop and we want to serve your ice cream.
Right.
Some
people have 32 flavors, two, you know, huge dipping cabinets, visual. And the nice thing I think about, or something unusual, unique to us, is that we do small batches, which allows us to do, Bob doesn't like me to say this, custom flavors, because we already do 65 flavors or more. If you check the website, you'll see them. And he's got a hard job because I'm on the phone, I'm doing a lot, everything except maybe managing production. And we're doing 65 flavors in 4 sizes. So it's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
We're doing pints, gallons, square 2.5, round 2.5. So prepping a week's work is, he talks to himself a lot.
No, I answer
kidding.
Myself a lot, too.
You answer yourself a lot, too. And it's your from our previous conversation. And you are often leading the charge as to the new flavors and coming up with what goes in, what goes out.
We pretty much share that. You know, it's an idea jumps forth just from a word. And we develop the flavors together And actually, we really got a great crew, and most of them have a nice palate.
We try to get Abe and Miguel and Jose involved. They're holding down the fort today. Irv and George are in the rain today. Our drivers have been with us a long time, and they're fantastic.
So, and the palate is key, right? The palate is to tell us what works and what doesn't.
Yeah,
before you send it out into the world.
Excuse me. Yeah, what's really interesting is that when you get close to the finished recipe, everybody has a say. Oh, there's too much of this, not enough of that, too much acid. When you have four people around,
too much lemon juice. Yeah. You know, I've been known to walk around Wall Street with a tray of samples and just, you know, get it out of the machine and take a poll.
Yeah.
All the stores, they love it. They love to see me coming.
Yeah. Our retail neighbors do love that.
We develop a new flavor like this currant, there's a farm that's producing Hudson Valley black currants.
Okay.
And, you know, you have a question. There are a lot of questions when you make a flavor. Like, do you want to put this currant puree in the machine and have a lavender colored currant, or do you want to swirl it in and have like vanilla currant swirl? How are you going to name it? You would think it might be easy, but it's difficult. We had a contest on Facebook for the name of this currants and cream, I think is what we're going to call it. But we got currant affair, currant event, currant sea, you know, all these sort of names that we had to consider. And I don't know when you want to taste, but it's ready for you.
We're running out of time, so let's do that. So,
Royal, isn't it beautiful?
So as I just opened it up, you opted for the swirl.
We did.
Okay.
It's much prettier.
It is.
Royal purple.
You really get the slam of the currant.
So why do we, because I love currant jelly, but I wouldn't think of currant ice cream. So at what point, so do you have to talk you into it, or do you say, oh, that makes sense?
You know, flavoring in today's ice cream world really has run amok. It goes everything from tomatoes to currants.
Savory.
You're old and loved flavors.
We brought you some of the more original flavors. There's a bourbon bacon festival coming up in Rhinebeck, and we're going to have our ice cream there. So we brought you a vanilla bacon. We brought you a sun-dried tomato with vanilla. We brought you beet dill. But I know you like...
We brought you an ambulance.
This family, an ambulance, right?
Yeah. So the currant is very good. Do I detect like a little salty?
It's tart is what it is. It's tart and sweet. We did a swirl of pomegranate molasses last year, which was similar in that it was tart and sweet. I think salt brings out the flavor. There is some salt in our recipe.
But it all starts, doesn't it, with a really good vanilla base. I mean, it really starts with a good vanilla ice cream.
It starts with a very good base. If you have the base, then you can work with the flavors. There's not vanilla in all the flavors, of course.
Okay,
but if you have a good vanilla, you know you have a good ice cream.
Well, that's what I always sort of, when I go to a place, that you get a little vanilla cone and see what you're dealing with.
Joe, can't eat all that one. You have
I'm sorry.
Come on now.
But that's what. Well, I'm not going to eat all of them,
This is a new flavor that I'm curious. It's
but I'll give it a shot.
Stracciatella. Which means, in Italian, it means rags.
What does that mean?
It means you melt chocolate.
Look at that.
That's reverse stracciatella. That's chocolate ice cream with a white swirl, and has not been introduced to the public.
Okay.
But we're doing a vanilla with a chocolate swirl. It's a classic flavor in Italy, and...
It's really not a swirl. It's a
ribbon, like.
Yeah, you put a melted chocolate into the ice cream as it's freezing, and it's like ribbons, thin.
Yeah.
It's not like a chip. It's a thin ribbon, and it just goes
like ribbon
all the
ice cream ribbon candy.
There you go.
It's tempered chocolate, which when it hits the frozen ice cream, it just breaks up into this.
And it's white chocolate, which is
really great.
Yeah, that's terrific. So it's great chocolate ice cream.
Thank you. That's our milk chocolate, and I think I brought you the signature chocolate too. because this one is.
What's the difference?
This is good for your.
Yeah, you tell us.
Joe's looking mighty fine with that Weight Watcher thing going. This is going to kill it.
Yeah, I know.
A couple of points here.
Oh, that's all right. You know what? I won't eat for the rest of it.
No, I have. We're. I wanted to mention that we're in all five boroughs now, down to the city. We had a new place open up in Jersey City, but we're in Staten Island, Queens, Manhattan.
The Bronx. And Staten Island, yeah. Island too? Wow, okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah, and we're going through Connecticut and up to the Berkshires. So our drivers have been challenged and this year, I'd say.
They're doing a great job.
So to answer your question, I apologize for interrupting that train of thought, but to answer your question, so the difference being that this is seems richer.
Killer chocolate?
Yeah, the killer chocolate, creamier, and a little more...
moussey.
Yes, I was going to say airy, but I know that's a bad word.
It's also mousse.
Like, and ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That is. And
there's a light quality to it, I guess.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head with more chocolatey, you know, and it's.
You think it might be a little too much for some people?
No.
That killer? It's our one of our number one sellers.
Well, people like it. It's why you have some people will have, as you said, a chocolate mousse, but then also we'll have on a menu, we'll also have a molten chocolate cake,
yeah.
So people can go into some sort of coma.
We tend to make flavors. Our new flavors are things that we enjoy eating. I love sesame seeds, sunflower
seeds.
Yeah,
you do a lot with
salted and roasted.
Yeah.
So I put that in sweet cream ice cream last year. We called it Seduction. And this is dried apricots macerated with orange blossom water. Kind of don't laugh at that word. You're laughing at the
what,
word.
What, macerated?
Yeah, I thought I you just, were.
Well, it's a very violent term for what you're doing to the poor fruit, but
yeah.
That's okay.
Well, you know those dried fruits, they need to be plumped up.
Yes. So
should we
use eviscerated? No. We'll do macerated.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a floral flavor that... It's very popular.
So, and a lot of this has to do with pairing. There's an ice cream in front of me called Beet Dill. So this would not be something that you would go and say, Mommy, can I have a cone of Beet Dill ice cream? It would be more like, I am getting this for a dessert, a custom dessert, and this would accompany that,
this
right?
We have a customer in Brooklyn that has a restaurant. They happen to be Russian, and beet is a big item on their menu, and they asked us for it. And
it's a beautiful color.
Yeah, and we've made it now for a few years, and a lot of people like it. A lot of the scoop shops, not a lot of them, a few of the scoop shops use it as well.
Just to kind of show off.
Yep,
yeah. Well,
different.
Yeah,
something different.
One of our accounts in Hudson, I think they're in the movie actually, Lick Ice Cream Parlor. They do a very good job of rotating and using all of our 65 flavors. And Hudson's a lovely place to go to dinner, take a walk, and then go have a cone.
This is interesting because I would eat this if I didn't, but the beet dill things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The flavor tastes better than the name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We have a new place in Troy, which is close by to you guys. And
Louise.
Yeah. The owner is a doll. His name is Stu. Say hi for us, please.
Stu? It's not Louie?
No, it's his dog. I think Louie's the dog.
All right.
And they opened, they're carrying 16 of our flavors. Yep. Louie the dog.
And somehow I missed the bacon vanilla. I don't know how that happened, but I'm
going to
go back to the bacon vanilla. All right, go ahead.
The place in Troy is right by Hudson Valley Community College. So it's, and they have a lovely restaurant. And like I said, they're carrying 16 of our flavors. So at least in the capital region now, we're represented, and New World Bistro Bar also actually does a great job.
Orlando, sure.
Yeah.
Well, so back to bacon.
Yeah.
So what is the, is it a, like a malted milk ball in there? What is that?
No, that was a pretzel.
That was a pretzel?
Yeah. We were thinking pretzels, bacon, and vanilla ice cream. What could go, you know, salty, sweet.
A chocolate covered pretzel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little salt and sweet. Go together. You know, they used to serve those pretzel rods with egg creams in Brooklyn. turn of the century.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh,
big
I still
thing.
Like that.
Yeah, me too. And the pretzel cone, Bob, that was your favorite.
I love pretzel cones. It goes so well with you, that salty and sweet. It goes very well.
Now, I have bacon in my teeth. So,
everybody loves bacon, right? I mean,
yeah.
It goes.
How could you go wrong with bacon? Okay. So what am I missing? Anything I'm missing?
You,
there's a bunch here.
I know you like a lot. You always talk about your favorite liquor flavors. So we brought a prune Armagnac, a pina colada. It's got some rum in it. I put the rum in special for you, actually.
Oh, you're very sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wanted to cater to your taste. We're doing a bourbon pecan.
Thank you for thinking I have taste. Yeah. Okay, let's go with the pina colada here. That sounds fun, right?
Yeah.
Now, this one just says pina. Is this
I think I brought... No, I think it's
a
double.
Is that with rum? Or?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh,
you know,
so we have better labeling at the factory, I assume,
it.
Right?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, this one has rum.
Well,
let me taste that one.
Tell me that one doesn't have rum.
Well, I think I might have been pretty generous with the rum. No. That one has a lot more.
Hello.
Rum. Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
Rum.
Yeah. Well.
Bob, this is yummy.
First of all, I wish you had delivered that at about an hour and a half ago. It would have made the morning fly by.
This
but
is a new flavor.
Not that it didn't.
Not that it didn't.
And then we're just about out of time, but I see things here. There's passion fruit and coffee and sun-dried tomato. I don't know. Well, I'll try that. I'll let you.
Prune Armagnac.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. I love
save
prunes.
Save that for 4 o'clock.
Tastes a lot like prune whip that my mom made. Yeah, I love that ice cream. Okay, so things are going well. What do you want us to know about in the next minute about Jane's Ice Cream, what you have coming up this summer?
We're at the farmer's market in Kingston. It's fantastic. We're making a specialty item that you can only get there. Popsicles, and we dip them in chocolate on the site. So visit us on Wall Street.
Chocolate dipped
popsicles.
Popsicles.
We do 50 flavors, and they're going like hotcakes.
Popsicles, yes.
Like hotcakes. We're at Bard Summerscape. They're going to be opening up for the July 4th weekend.
Yep.
We're right outside there.
Nothing goes better with the Fisher Center than a
right.
good. With helping of ice cream.
Yeah. And take a look at the website for all the locations.
JanesIceCream.com. Jane's Ice Cream is in Kingston. And for more information, you can visit their website, JanesIceCream.com. And you can find out about all the flavors and all the cool stuff that they have going on. See the new packaging. Watch the movie. See the try all the different flavors. Thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun. It's always nice having you here. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Thank you being so good during the fun drive and all that. We will appreciate it, and it's just a delight to see you all. Thank you.
Joe.
Again, you can find out more information at janesicecream.com, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.